At his inauguration last week, President Barack Obama said his second term would address immigration reform. Today in Las Vegas, he unveiled those reform ideas. WBAI's Rebecca Miles has the story.
I'm here today because the time has come for common sense, comprehensive immigration reform. The time is now. Now's the time. Now's the time.
President Barack Obama in Las Vegas today to present his version of immigration reform. His reform package largely mirrors the one presented by the bipartisan group of U.S. senators on Monday. The Senate version doesn't include a path to citizenship, but does tie in much of the reform to increased border security measure. Obama's does include citizenship after an immigrant has been a permanent resident for 5 years.
First, I believe we need to stay focused on enforcement. That means continuing to strengthen security at our borders. It means cracking down more forcefully on businesses that knowingly hire undocumented workers. To be fair, most businesses want to do the right thing, but a lot of them have a hard time figuring out who's here legally, who's not. So we need to implement a national system that allows businesses to quickly and accurately verify someone's employment status. And if they still knowingly hire undocumented workers, then we need to ramp up the penalties. Second, we have to deal with the 11 million individuals who are here illegally. Now, we all agree that these men and women should have to earn their way to citizenship. But for comprehensive immigration reform to work, it must be clear from the outset that there is a pathway to citizenship. We've got to lay out a path, a process that includes passing a background check, paying taxes, paying a penalty, learning English, and then going to the back of the line behind all the folks who are trying to come here legally. That's only fair. So that means it won't be a quick process, but it will be a fair process, and it will lift these individuals out of the shadows and give them a chance to earn their way to a green card and eventually to citizenship. And the third principle is we've got to bring our legal immigration system into the 21st century because it no longer reflects the realities of our time. For example, if you are a citizen, you shouldn't have to wait years before your family is able to join you in America. You shouldn't have to wait years. If you're a foreign student who wants to pursue a career in science or technology, or a foreign entrepreneur who wants to start a business with the backing of American investors, we should help you do that here. Because if you succeed, you'll create American businesses and American jobs. You'll help us grow our economy. You'll help us strengthen our middle class.
Megan Ortiz is the publisher of Vivir Latino, a blog that's been tracking Latino politics and culture. She said the problem with many of the principles in both the Senate and President's version of immigration reform are not new, and many are not really analyzing what's being proposed.
One of the most troubling things, though, that has come out is that this pathway to citizenship seems to be predicated on a lot of other things happening, for example, border security, where recent reports from the Migration Policy Institute and even Department of Homeland Security's own information is showing that right now we have zero net migration coming into the United States from Mexico. The amount of money, the spending, is really unprecedented that we've been spending on the border between the United States and Mexico. So having this starting point and having a pathway to citizenship and even work permits, I mean, because let's be honest, what lots of immigrants want right now is to be able to work and provide for their families. To have all of that predicated upon this notion of quote-unquote border security that would include more unmanned drones on the border is very troubling and really seems like a really right-wing position to be starting to negotiate from.
One of the differences between the Senate version and President Barack Obama's principles that he presented today was the pathway to citizenship. The Senate doesn't actually mention it. It says that an illegal immigrant could be a permanent resident. But in Obama's principles, he lays out that permanent resident status would change to the opportunity to be a citizen in 5 years. That's right. One of the major differences I saw between them. But there, as you say, a lot seemed to predicate on stepped-up border controls and a lot of emphasis on paying fines, on speaking English.
The English language aspect is really troubling. I mean, in the Senate, the quote-unquote Gang of Eight version, it's very troubling to see that even this sort of probationary period or being able to get a green card is going to be predicated upon learning English. And the idea of paying taxes and paying fines really sort of goes against all the information that we already have about what immigrants already have been contributing to the economy in terms of paying taxes and contributing to the strength of the economy of the United States. It's very interesting that we still are basing our immigration reform on the idea of punishment as opposed to really trying to move forward.
In his speech today, President Obama did add a caveat of caution, reflecting on the high passions that are generally set in motion whenever immigration reform is debated.
There are few things that are more important to us as a society than who gets to come here and call our country home, who gets the privilege of becoming a citizen of the United States of America. That's a big deal. When we talk about that in the abstract, it's easy sometimes for the discussion to take on a feeling of us versus them. And when that happens, a lot of folks forget that most of us used to be them. I mean, it's really important for us to remember our history. You know, unless you're one of the first Americans, a Native American, you came from someplace else. Somebody brought you.
Also today, a group of four senators introduced legislation aimed at allowing more high-tech workers into the country, a long-time priority of technology businesses. The bill would increase the number of visas available for high-tech workers, make it easier for them to change jobs once here, and for their spouses to work, and aim to make it easier for foreigners at U.S. universities to remain here upon graduation. For WBAI's Evening News, I'm Rebecca Miles reporting.